So I think we'll now move into our first presentation, which is on vaccine HPV vaccination coverage and uptake in the U.S. The speaker is Dr. Christina Dorell, who's a medical epidemiologist in the Immunization Services Division at CDC, and she has primary responsibility for the National Immunization Survey.
Thank you. The title of my talk is Human Papillomavirus, HPV, Vaccination Coverage in the United States, National Immunization Survey Team, 2007 to 2010. And I'll begin my talk with some background information. Since 2006, routine vaccination with the quadrivalent human papillomavirus, or HPV, vaccine has been recommended for females 11 or 12 years, with catch-up vaccination for females 13 to 26 years. Since 2009, the bivalent HPV vaccine could also be given. In 2009, quadrivalent HPV vaccination of males 11 to 26 years of age could be given if desired. And in late 2010, routine HPV vaccination was recommended for all males 11 or 12 years, with catch-up vaccination for males ages 13 to 21 years. Males ages 22 to 26 years may also be vaccinated if desired. Data for this talk comes from the National Immunization Survey Team, or NIS Team. The NIS Team has been conducted annually since 2006. It is a random digit dialing household survey of parents of adolescents ages 13 to 17 years. After obtaining parental consent, all vaccination providers named by parents are mailed a questionnaire to obtain the adolescent's vaccination histories. The NIS Team represents a stratified national probability sample of U.S. households. I'll start with our latest national vaccination estimates, which are from 2010. Among females, 48.7% have initiated the HPV series, and 32% have received three doses. About 70% of females completed the HPV series. Because 24 weeks are needed to complete the three-dose series, we calculated our completion rate by determining the percent of girls who completed the series among those who received one dose at least 24 weeks before their interview date. HPV vaccination uptake by males was very low. Only 1.4% of males had received at least one HPV dose, and 0.1% received three doses. The completion rate among males was 41.6%. Because of the low uptake and the relatively newer HPV vaccination recommendations among males, the rest of this talk will focus on HPV vaccination of females. Here is the trend of HPV vaccination rates in the U.S. for one or more and three HPV doses among females. Since 2007, vaccination estimates for one or more HPV doses among females have increased from 25.1% to 48.7%. And since 2008, estimates for three HPV doses among females have increased from 17.9% to 32%. In comparison to other adolescent vaccines, such as the tetanus, diphtheria, acellular pertussis, or Tdap, and the meningococcal, or MCV4, vaccines, HPV vaccination rates are lower, and the rate of increase is becoming smaller each year. For instance, from 2008 to 2009 and from 2009 to 2010, coverage rates for Tdap, which is the green line, increased by 14.8 and 13.3 percentage points, respectively. Similarly, coverage for the meningococcal vaccine, which is the purple line, increased by 9.8 and then by 9.1 percentage points. However, rates of increase are slowing down for one HPV dose, which is the orange line, with rates increasing by 7.1 percentage points between 2008 and 2009, and then by only 4.4 percentage points between 2009 and 2010. And coverage with three HPV doses, the pink line, increased by 8.8 and then by 5.3 percentage points during those years. This is a map of coverage with one or more HPV doses among females. HPV vaccination estimates vary widely by state. In 2010, state coverage ranged from 28.8% in Idaho to 73% in Rhode Island. The darkest shades of pink represent coverage of 60% or more, while the palest shades represent coverage of 29% or less. To further understand factors associated with HPV vaccination series initiation and completion, we conducted an analysis assessing several factors and describing parental intent to have their daughters vaccinated. We also described reasons for not receiving the HPV vaccine. Our analysis was done before 2010 NIS teen data was available. We therefore used 08 and 09 data. Provider-reported HPV vaccination estimates are reported, and series completion was determined among females who received one HPV dose at least 24 weeks before the interview date. We performed logistic regression to identify predictors of HPV series initiation and completion. During 2008 and 2009 survey years, about 40% of girls had initiated the HPV series and 64% had completed it. HPV initiation and completion rates were significantly higher in 2009 compared to 2008. This bar graph shows unadjusted HPV series initiation rates in blue and completion rates in red. Referent levels are indicated by an asterisk in the row titles. In the unadjusted analysis, girls 15 years of age or older were significantly more likely to have initiated the series compared to younger girls. However, completion rates did not follow a particular pattern by age, although girls ages 16 and 17 years had the highest completion rates. Initiation rates, which are the blue bars, were highest among American Indian Alaska Native girls, but relatively similar among the other racial ethnic groups, and there were no significant differences. On the other hand, compared to whites, completion rates, the red bars, were much lower among all other racial ethnic groups. However, the only significant difference in the adjusted analysis was between Hispanics and whites. I'd like to emphasize here that associations that remain statistically significant after adjusting for sociodemographic characteristics, survey year, and state in the multivariable analysis are indicated by stars to the right of the bars. Also in the unadjusted analysis, the initiation rates, again the blue bars, were highest among girls in the lowest and highest income groups. Rates among girls in the two middle income groups were significantly lower compared to those in the highest income group. Completion rates, or the red bars, on the other hand, increased with increasing household income and were significantly lower in the two lowest income groups in the unadjusted analysis. Compared to privately insured girls, initiation rates among girls with SCHIP or who were VFC eligible and had insurance were significantly higher, while initiation rates were significantly lower among girls who were VFC eligible and uninsured in the unadjusted analysis. On the contrary, compared to privately insured girls, completion rates were significantly lower among girls VFC eligible, either insured or not insured, and completion rates among privately insured girls and those with SCHIP or military or other insurance coverage were similar. Again, associations that remain statistically significant in the multivariable analysis are indicated by the stars. Initiation and completion rates were similar for girls receiving all vaccinations at all private or all hospital or all STD school or teen clinics, as well as at mixed facilities in the unadjusted analysis. However, compared to girls receiving all of their vaccines at private facilities, girls receiving all of their vaccines at public facilities were significantly less vaccinated. Compared to girls who had an 11 to 12 year preventive check, those without a check were significantly less to initiate and complete the series in the unadjusted analysis. Initiation rates did not differ by maternal education level. However, completion rates significantly increased by education level in the unadjusted analysis. Compared to daughters of married mothers, daughters of mothers who were never married were significantly more likely to initiate the series yet they were significantly less likely to complete the series. Regarding maternal age, initiation rates were highest among daughters of mothers 34 years of age or younger compared to older age groups. However, completion rates significantly increased with increasing maternal age in the unadjusted analysis. And compared to daughters of mothers with knowledge of HPV disease or that heard of the HPV vaccine, daughters of mothers not aware of HPV or the vaccine were less likely to initiate and complete the series in the unadjusted analysis. And finally, compared to daughters of mothers who reported not receiving a provider recommendation for HPV vaccination, daughters of mothers who did receive a recommendation were significantly more likely to both initiate and complete the vaccination series in the unadjusted and adjusted analyses. Parents of unvaccinated females were asked, how likely is it that your teen will receive HPV shots in the next 12 months? Overall, about 49% of parents reported that they were very likely or somewhat likely to have their daughters vaccinated. Now, this slide stratifies intention to receive the HPV vaccination by receipt of a provider recommendation. Those who received a recommendation are indicated by blue bars, and those that did not receive a recommendation are indicated by red bars. Those who were very likely to receive the vaccine had the highest proportion of provider recommendations. As intent to receive the vaccine decreased, report of not receiving a provider recommendation increased. Additional analyses also showed that receipt of a provider recommendation was significantly associated with intent to receive the vaccine. And the three most common reasons for not intending to receive the HPV vaccine within the next 12 months were lack of knowledge or not needed, not sexually active. Not receiving a provider recommendation closely followed the three most common reasons. In summary, compared to the rate of increase in vaccination rates for other adolescent vaccines, increases in HPV vaccination uptake are smaller and slowing down. There is also wide variation in vaccination rates by state. During 08 and 09, about 40% of females in the U.S. had initiated the HPV series, and report of a provider recommendation was strongly associated with initiating the series. We also found that parents of unvaccinated daughters who reported receiving a recommendation were more likely to intend to have their daughters vaccinated. Regarding initiation of the series, despite recommendations to vaccinate at 11 to 12 years of age, girls 15 years and older were more likely to have initiated the HPV series. Other characteristics associated with initiating the series were having an 11 to 12 year preventive check, having public health insurance, including those with SCHIP or those who are VFC eligible and insured. However, uninsured VFC eligible females and those receiving all vaccinations at public facilities were less likely to initiate the series. Overall, completion rates of the HPV series were low at approximately 64%. Although a significant difference was only found between whites and Hispanics, we found that completion rates were much lower among girls of all races and ethnicities other than white. Girls living in the two lowest household incomes completed the series less, and VFC-eligible girls regardless of insurance status, and girls who received all of their vaccinations at public facilities were less likely to complete the series. Approximately 49% of parents of unvaccinated girls reported intentions to have their daughters vaccinated within the next 12 months. And lastly, main parental reasons for non-intent to have their daughters vaccinated were lack of knowledge about the vaccine, vaccines not needed, or the daughter is not sexually active. Amongst our recommendations were that strong provider recommendations for HPV vaccination are needed to improve vaccine uptake. To encourage provider recommendations for the vaccine at the recommended age, provider education on disease risk, benefits of HPV vaccination, and training on how to address parental hesitancy about vaccines is needed, as well as parental education on disease risk and vaccine benefits. Enhanced efforts are needed to promote HPV initiation and completion among racial ethnic minorities to decrease disparities in vaccination rates, as well as disparities in cervical cancer rates in the future. Increasing access to health insurance, a usual source of care and knowledge of and linkage to the VFC program, should help improve vaccination rates among the uninsured. Improved follow-up or reminder recall is needed among VFC eligible and those who receive vaccination in public facilities. Increasing private insurance coverage of the HPV vaccination and its administrative costs may improve uptake among the privately insured. Improving participation in registries and implementing reminder recall systems to remind parents, patients, and vaccination providers when HPV doses are due will likely increase HPV completion rates as well. And lastly, because of the wide variation in HPV vaccination rates by state, further study of the role state characteristics and vaccination funding policies and legislation play in HPV vaccination rates is needed. Thank you for your attention.